Hello and welcome to Break It Down, a weekly podcast by the Codebreak crew. Today I'm with Em.
Hello.
Hi. And we're going to be talking about Pret and their recent acquisition of Eat. Yeah. It's just Eat, isn't it?
Eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I've been to one once and I don't know the brand at all.
So. Oh, see, I always go with the airport. It's quite an airport.
Is it? All right. Yeah, I went to one in London and I was like, oh.
It's not one, like, local.
They're a really London-oriented business, aren't they? Because
That's where everyone wants them.
Yeah. Are they vegetarian only?
No. But they've just started, Eat, sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's everything. It's like a prep.
Okay, because Pret have bought them, but they've said they're going to pretty much exclusively make
vegetarian. Yeah, they started trialing, like, pop-up vegetarian stores.
Yeah, they've got two, or a few, like a handful of them.
Yeah,
not
I think
many.
It's four.
Okay. Yeah, exactly, two. But yeah, so they're going to be... So I just assumed that because of that, Eat was a vegetarian brand, but is that not?
No.
But it's just, people, vegetarians like it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I've read about that.
It's very trendy, isn't it, vegetarian food at the moment?
Yeah, especially in London. That's a big part of it. So I did an absurd amount of stat research, and I'm going to read out some ones that I think were interesting.
Go on, inform me.
So I was like, oh, well, why are they doing it? Because I didn't really consider Pret as a vegetarian brand at all.
Yeah.
Because I've never had vegetarian food. They've always had, like, the standard, like, ham and whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And shit like that. So, yeah, some of the stats I've got kind of explain why they're doing the vegetarian thing. So 3% of the UK is vegetarian, which I didn't know.
I thought there'd be more than that, actually.
I knew that there was a good proportion of vegan, vegetarian, flexitarian and all that, because me and Andy talked about that. But yeah, 3% of it is vegetarian, 1% is vegan, and then 25% of vegetarians are 18 to 24 years old.
Yeah, definitely.
Which makes sense. A further 27% are 25 to 34, so vegetarians are young people, basically.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. So Pret and Eat's customer base is 40% of that is aged 18 to 34.
Okay.
So they're a notably younger consumer base, so obviously it makes sense. And also, one third of Eat's customers live in London, and London has the highest percent of vegetarians in the country. So
it's that kind of like city thing, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah, and it's very London too.
Yeah, like
progressive
commuting and things.
Yeah, and being clean and like being quite liberal as well, whereas other cities in the country aren't as liberal. So yeah, 6% of London, 6% of inner London is vegetarian, and 5% of outer London is vegetarian, which is absurdly high.
Yeah.
More high than the rest of the UK, double the rest of the UK, which is kind of crazy.
That is mad.
Yeah.
I honestly thought there would be more, though, more vegetarian, like, than 1%.
Yeah, what did we say, 25% of vegetarians are 18 to, oh yeah. I don't have the start, I'd be interested to see what percentage of 18 to 30 year olds are vegetarian.
What, instead of 18 to 24?
Or just generally, because we haven't got, I don't know how many of 18 to 30 year olds are vegetarian. I just know that 25%.
It's definitely a young thing, I think.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, I would reckon that in that age bracket, it would be much higher. Maybe we're talking like
20%.
It'd be up there. It'd definitely be in the teens there, I think.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a young movement, isn't it? So that makes sense. But it's interesting they've kind of just boldly gone for that.
Yeah.
And they've decided, okay, but loads of vegetarian stores.
Yeah, so they did a poll. I don't know what platform they did it on.
Right.
They did a poll and it was just about, like...
Was it to try and find out if people...
Want,
that, in
if
their,
that's what people
yeah.
want, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
And they've changed their branding to, like, all their vegetarian things stands out now.
I've
it's
seen
all
it,
green
yeah.
It's cool.
It's really, really eye-catching. I was like, oh man, that's clearly, that's vegetarian.
It's called something like not just for veggies.
Pardon?
It's called something like not just for veggies.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Which?
I've not seen the actual, like...
it's just, like, greener packaging.
Signs. Yeah, yeah. I mean, their storefronts are, like, there's so much green in it, and, like... Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I think I'd genuinely go, and I'm not even vegetarian. I'd just be interested to see what
I mean,
it's
I'm
like.
Not vegetarian, but I basically am. Like, I'd say I'm probably pescatarian.
Right.
But no, 100% I'd go.
Well, me and Andy were saying in a podcast not too long ago that, like, I'm a flexitarian, which basically means you would like to eat vegetarian if you could, but you also like meat, so you kind of just...
But I don't eat a lot.
No, I don't eat a lot. Like, when I'm at home, I don't.
And I tend not to eat red meat.
That's the one type of meat I eat. Because I really like barbecue food. But yeah, at home, it's all corn or like vegetarian stuff.
And it's easy as well. Like corn chicken just takes like 3 minutes as well.
Yeah, it's super easy, and I don't really notice the difference that well, because I'm not a great cook, so like both are kind of underwhelming when I cook it anyway, so I might as well cook the healthier, better option for the planet, so
There's less chance of food poisoning.
Yeah, 100%, and I do that. I've given myself food poisoning when I've cooked before, like twice last year.
So no improvement on the cooking front.
I'm getting way better now. I've had resolutions recently, and cooking good vegetarian food's been one of them. So.
Oh, I love to cook vegetarian food.
Yeah. Well, my fiance is vegetarian, so, and my brother is, and my parents pretty much are, and they all cook really well. So I always say like vegetarian cooks are way better.
Yeah, I think it's more like experimenting, isn't it?
Yeah, they have to like really try. Yeah. They've had to, because with me as a meat eater, all my life. You can probably get away with just throwing meat in some like and just basic like chips and whatever, and then you're done, and you'll have a pretty satisfying meal. But you have to go through a lot more effort to make vegetarian food appealing. So, but they do it really well. So,
okay,
yeah, it's cool. Did you have any more stats or anything like that?
I just had that EAT lost £17.3 million on sales of just under £95 million in its last financial year.
Wow, so that's why they've been bought out then. Jesus.
Which is pretty...
That's scary.
Scary, yeah.
I don't... So they're not a vegetarian-only thing, so it is a different market, so it's not like they're going to be like...
It's basically just everything. Like, you can get sushi, you can get soups, you can get breakfast stuff, coffees, cakes.
Right. That's... And it was a cool brand.
It's cool. Like, everyone knows... Well,
I did clearly not.
You didn't, I did not. I don't know many people that wouldn't know what EAT was.
I'm not big into cities, though. Yeah. I don't often go into cities.
But, I mean, there's a Pret in Shrewsbury.
Oh, Pret? No. I know Pret.
Okay, you know
Pret. It's just EAT that I don't know.
EAT.
Oh yeah, exactly. There's a Pret and Shrewsbury, they're literally like, they're growing massively. Like, Shrewsbury's not a huge town.
That's the best thing that's ever come to Shrewsbury, I think.
Really?
I'm always in that.
As in like a franchise brand.
Yeah,
yeah.
Defo.
It is up there. It's definitely like a good sign for Shrewsbury.
It is good.
We have been getting a lot of franchises. I'm holding out for a Five Guys though. That'd be great. And a Five Guys or like an Ed's Diner or something like that.
I'm holding out for Zara.
Oh, the clothing shop.
Yeah.
Do we not have one?
That's all I need.
Do we not have one? Are they a city brand as well?
Nearest is Telford.
So oh, not so really. not
it's
really.
It's got most places apart from Shrewsbury.
I think Shrewsbury's going in the direction to get like more kind of that stuff. Maybe we'll get one of these Pret vegetarian places.
I mean, I'd love that.
I don't know what I doubt, because Shrewsbury's not politically in the same place as London. No. I'm not sure that there's the market for it.
Smaller cities have them.
Smaller city, yeah. And I said that, but we've got a few vegetarian and vegan restaurants, or cafes and restaurants that have opened
up. Yeah, like independent ones.
Yeah, and we've got the place in town that's the zero waste place that's just opened up.
I know what you mean, in the shopping
centre. I don't think I've ever known its name, but it's really cool. Like, they're really cool, and they're doing pretty, I think they're doing quite well.
And there's that vegan, it used to be O'Jorgan, now it's...
Where's the...
On the top of the cop.
Top of the cop. Oh yeah, they're called...
Eat
it. Yeah, that's it. It's really good there too. I love it. It's like they do the best coffee in town, in my opinion. I'm a big coffee drinker, so it's really good.
I don't think I've ever. I've had a hot chocolate.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
I'm not a big coffee.
Well, we've got the vegan Japanese place as well.
Yeah, amazing.
What's it called?
I can't remember. Is
I know the other Japanese one, but I've not been to this one. I've never been told I should go. So.
Well, I'm telling you, should go. It's really.
Is it? Really, it's on Fish Street, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
On the left.
It looks cool. It looks really cool, and it smells nice when you walk past. So that's a good sign. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the thing with Pret is they clearly know. I think it's a really cool like case study a bit, because they've looked at their like their audience base and then done some research, got the stats.
Yeah.
Obviously, these stats are pretty readily available with the vegetarianism, and then they've done their polls to kind of confirm it.
Yeah.
And it's a really just cool way of understanding their audience. I think it'll do really well. It sounds like it will do really well. I don't really see why it wouldn't.
I think a lot of brands often forget about listening to what their customers want as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is
just
them actually doing
of
it,
how
right?
It works.
Yeah. Because it's not like it's not a brand that. I mean, I'm not mad about it, but I'm actually more interested about them having this.
Yeah.
This connection with
it's just like a wave that they've jumped on, which is perfect. It's where
Yeah, yeah. And they obviously, I guess they probably would have seen signs from it.
Yeah,
they, but it's for me, it's like, oh, they've just decided it. But no, they've put a lot of work in. So. Yeah, it's interesting. So obviously at Codebreak, we think it's really important that you understand your market and keep, obviously understand that that's a changing thing. Understand that your offering, you can change your offering to keep up with what you're doing and stay ahead of competitors or at least compete. And it's something we've got a bit of experience in, like advising on and helping come up with ideas to market that and knowing best where to do it. So if you're interested in discussing your audience and how to best reach them, talk to them, and what we think or what you think they're looking for, why not have a chat with us? We'd love to help.